This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I've held my breath for a couple days because I understand it's been over a week with the election. And I knew that in the first few days after the election, half the country would be happy and half the country would be upset. And I wrote that article on election depression. You know, I wanted to make sure, you know, and I did assume one side was going to lose. So, you know, I know a lot of my listeners, would have been, upset about a Hillary presidency. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I had some guidance for you all. And I, expected then after the election went the way of Donald Trump winning that, we would have the other side depressed. So I kind of kept my mouth shut over the last week or two. And now I can't hold my tongue anymore. This is getting ridiculous. These cry rooms, these cry-ins, college classes and midterms canceled. All right. And, this is starting to get a little ridiculous. Okay. How are we teaching our country or kids to cope? And this sore loser mentality is not very cool. It is not cool at all. And we are encouraging it. So, according to Fox News, and as well as many other outlets, they're saying that Yale students were so distraught that they asked their professor to cancel midterm exams, and at least one professor made his exam optional. This is his letter. All right. Dear Econ 115 students, so probably Economics 115, I am getting many heartfelt notes from students who are in shock over the election returns. Really, you're in shock? Your candidate almost went to jail. How are you in shock? Although, as I write this, the election has not been called. The ones I find most upsetting are those who fear, rightly or wrongly, for their own families. These students are requesting that the exam be postponed. Okay, so I guess we have students going to Yale, and if they're worried about the fear of their families, my guess is they're worried about deportation. So I guess we have people going to Yale who are living with illegal immigrants. I'm not sure how the laws deal with that. On the other hand, I am sure that many students have sacrificed to prepare for the test. Further, it is not easy to reschedule exam rooms at this late date. He writes, finally postponing the exam would throw off the rest of the schedule as well. Therefore, I'm making the exam optional. Oh, really? Imagine what my college would have been like if my tests were optional. I will calculate each student's grade both with and without exam 2. Placing all of exam 2's weight on the final exam when exam 2 is omitted. I will then take for each student the maximum of the final 2 grades. These max scores will be used, so feel free to make either decision tomorrow or today if you are reading this in the morning. And so some people say, well, that is a very cool professor. And he knew how to accommodate. All right. But, guys. All right, I understand college isn't real life, but you ask a boss, okay, that has a deadline to move the deadline because you don't like who won the election. All right, what do you think that boss is going to do? Unless maybe that's the way the world is changing. You know, maybe if I have a patient that needs surgery and needs life-threatening surgery, but I am so upset at the election that I have to tell that patient we need to reschedule. Maybe that's going to be okay in the future. I just don't get it. So I'm looking at students from Cornell having a massive cry-in. They say University of Michigan students occupied the school's library. They held a candlelight vigil to protest Trump's victory. And mind you, I had said in my article to group together and to have activities where you can, be with like-minded individuals to get through this, because we knew that people were going to be, I expected people were going to be very upset if Hillary won. And or vice versa. So, you know, have a party, have a barbecue, get together. Make sure you cement bonds, because you will have obviously lost a lot of friends as the election had gotten more and more, violent on social media. And so there was a lot of defriendings, and boy, was that a sucker punch. So, getting together, but you are not supposed to disrupt your daily duties. I said maybe plan an activity after work one night or get together on the weekend, but to skip class, to skip work. We had noticed staff not come in the next day for work. Professors at the University of Connecticut, University of Rochester, Iowa State University canceled classes because they simply couldn't face the day after the election. Come on, people. How do we show strength? How do we, pull the country together and move forward when you have people giving up or they're not strong enough? Somebody had compared the youth that had to storm the beaches of Normandy with their friends dying in front of them, had to continue to fight a fight and put their lives in jeopardy for America. And we have people that can't even bear to go to class? Are you kidding me? So there's crying rooms, unity rooms, and listen, I love the idea of therapy and group therapy. I think it's very, very healing. But we have a huge problem if our youth or just, individuals in general, fall apart. And I understand this election was a bad one. I know, because I had the same fear that a lot of people had, depending on who was going to become our next president. And it's no secret, I was really, really concerned about Hillary winning. Very, very concerned. And so with that, I would have probably been upset, but I was going to go to work. I was going to feed my kids. I was going to make sure I kept my job. You just don't mess around with things like that. We're kind of weenied out, aren't we? 1-877 Doc Dolly, we'll be right back. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, now this is something else that has kind of struck me odd. Okay, apparently CNN has been talking about that there's a hotline for women to call because of being exposed to something called mansplaining. Do you guys know what mansplaining is? If I was a man, I would be like just ripping my hair out over this. This is so dumb. All right, apparently there's this new initiative from Union N, Sweden's largest workers' union. This hotline, get this, runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. all week, And workers are urged to call in cases of mansplaining in an effort to raise awareness around workplace sexism. Now, what is mansplaining? I guess mansplaining is when a female worker asks a male a question, or maybe even not. A man goes up to them and gives them unnecessary help because they assume they know better. That's called mansplaining. And apparently you gentlemen that I choose to help a damsel in distress is now being accused of sexism. I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't. Okay, my husband does that to me. All right, so I'll be looking at the car, I'll be looking at the computer, and he'll be like, here, get out of my way, let me do this. Like, little girl, please. And then he gets in there, and then he screws it up. I'm like, please, really? And you know what? That's fine. Look, he's a man of the house. I don't mind my husband being the man of the house, okay? Yes, the decisions are shared, but ultimately, he says, I make the decisions. No. Ultimately, if he doesn't go with it, it doesn't happen. So, like, let's say I want to go to the beach. I need him to agree because otherwise I got to carry all the crap. See? Now, I don't mind. I mean, I'm a woman, and I have a lot of strength. I have a lot of gifts. I have a lot of abilities. I think the female sex is a very powerful one, but men and women are different. And if you have somebody in the office, male or female, that feels like they're an expert on something and they want to come up to you and they want to help you or explain something to you, you can't call that sexism. Now, I get that. I've been talked down to. I know. But is it really enough to start, waving the sexism card? You know, ladies, we're putting ourselves back decades of progress when we start to falsely accuse people of doing things that really aren't that, assaulting. Because then when assault really does happen, no one believes me. Now, what about women and their women-splaining? You're telling me that you as a lady have never gone up to a guy and go, oh my gosh, really? Okay, come on, you are totally doing this wrong. This is how you do it. But there's this. I mean, we all do that. We all talk down to our husbands and our boyfriends and our partners. Like, this is my territory. This is my wheelhouse. Follow me. And it feels good when I get to do that. I love doing that. So what, now I'm going to be accused of sexism? Come on, people. They say Sweden is well advanced when it comes to gender equality, but much remains to be done. We want to start a discussion which we hope will be the first step in changing the way we treat each other. They say all questions and comments from incoming calls will then be aggregated and analyzed to identify key questions to help Union N provide new approaches for avoiding mansplaining in the workplace. I know, guys. I know. No matter what a woman says, a man always seems to know better, they say. While it can happen both ways, more women tend to be victims of this presumption that women need men to explain them things. Okay, you know what? Women, really? You're not powerful enough to handle this yourself? Honestly? You need a union? You need a hotline? You see how this puts us back? Every time a woman tries to make progress in gender equality, it starts to put us back. I don't need a union to help save me from telling a guy to back the hell off that I know what I'm doing. I don't need a union to do that. I don't need a hotline. I'm not a weenie. I can handle guys myself, and I do. I understand. Maybe if there was a weaker sex, we need to have all these programs in place. But women don't want to be known as the weaker sex. So why do we have to have why all this extra bureaucracy? Why all these extra programs? This is stupid. All right? If a guy gets in your way saying, look, this is how you do it, go, really? Really? Oh, my gosh. What would I have done if you weren't here? Woe is me. Get the hell out of my workspace. That's what I would say. Come on. We ladies got this. And I know Swedish women. Swedish women are tough. All right, so 20 people, both men and women, were selected to run the hotline. Krista Knight is half Swedish, half British. She's the creative director. She's received plenty of complaints. A lot of men have also called in, worried about whether they engage in this type of behavior. Are you kidding me? Men are calling in because now they're worried they're going to lose their job. So here you are. You're at a meeting. And the boss tells you there's no I in team. And you need to act as a team. If you see somebody that needs a hand, you help them. Right? Just like in the military. If you have a fallen soldier, you go over and help them. So let's say men and women are on the battlefront and a woman falls. If that man goes over to help her, is that going to be considered sexism? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They say an NPR commentator was booed because he mansplained woman sports. You know, this is so dumb. All right, so, guys, my problem with this, and this is what I want to say, and I'm not going to belabor the point, is we are looking like a bunch of weenies, we're looking like a bunch of wussies, and men are going to start avoiding us women. When you, and ladies, okay, you know, those ladies behind this, come on, do you really want it to the point where men are so damn afraid of being around us and so afraid of being accused of sexism or harassment when they didn't do that? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to say, you know what, look, I'm going to mess up. So just don't have a woman around us. Keep the women then away from our workspace so we don't accidentally get in trouble for saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. And I wouldn't blame a man for feeling that way. That's why I'm saying this is putting women back. If a guy is so afraid of going over and helping a lady in a workspace and being accused of being overly pushy, trying to look down her dress, etc. Now, I understand. Guys have been jerks, just like women have been jerks. I understand that. There's been a lot of sexual harassment. I've been sexually harassed. It happens, and it's wrong. But you're going to make matters worse when you try so hard to make the simplest of things. And you know what? I kind of like it sometimes. You know, let a guy come over and show me how something has to be done. When a good friend of mine taught me how to change the oil, I think it was my boyfriend on the car, you know, I loved that. Let him teach me. All right? A lot of stuff I've learned from men. Okay, ladies, I love you ladies. I mean, I'm a lady. But how did I learn medicine? The majority, almost, I'd say 95% of my teachers were men. Thank God men mansplained to me. So I knew how to do surgery. So I knew how to put in a Swan-Ganz catheter. So I knew how to operate. So I knew how to deliver a baby. Thank you, men. Radio. Men taught me radio. Men, men are teaching me how to teach. I mean, I am surrounded by men. And for these guys to work with me, it shows women we have made the progress. They don't feel threatened by me. They are bending over backwards to help me. And I think that is cool. And I will not be accusing them of sexism because they might have explained it to me by dumbing it down a little. I love it. Try dumbing something down to me. Try it. And I will snap back and I will blow you away. Yeah, you know, with what I know. I can handle myself. I can handle myself. What we really need to work on is let's make sure we have proper security so we're not raped in a stairwell. Okay? Let's make sure we have equal pay. But not this stupid stuff, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Why might be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this was an interesting study. Zika, the Zika virus, can survive on hard surfaces for hours. Now remember, Zika has not gone away. We might have gotten a little bit of reprieve with the hurricane that hit Florida up along the coast, but the eggs, okay, that survived and could have Zika, okay, are probably hatching as we speak and can unfortunately affect many of our citizens in the southeastern seaboard. And the Zika virus can also be transmitted through sexual contact. But research now has raised the prospect that the virus may be able to survive on countertops, floors, doorknobs, non-porous surfaces. This is not good. But what is good is usually our common disinfectants can kill Zika. All right, we don't have Zika resistance yet to a lot of our sanitizers and disinfectants. So the findings were presented yesterday at the annual meeting of the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists in San Diego. Yeah, apparently pharmaceutical scientists hang out. They go to San Diego for a conference, and yeah, and they're like, oh, wow, that's good. That's some good stuff. So they said Zika can survive on hard, non-porous surfaces for as long as 8 hours and possibly longer if the environment contains blood, which is obviously more likely to occur in the real world. This was Dr. Steve Zhao, a director of virology and molecular biology at MicroBac Laboratories based in Pittsburgh. So the Zika virus may be asymptomatic in about 4 out of 5 patients. They may not even know they even have it. So if they sneeze or cough or leave a bodily fluid around, Zika could be there for about 8 hours and infect somebody else. So this could explain why thousands upon thousands of people got Zika in Brazil, Colombia, Puerto Rico. All right. The more we know how easy this is to be transmitted, because, you know, if somebody goes, look, I never got bit by a mosquito and I didn't have sex with anybody, so how did I get this? Maybe they picked it up from a surface. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second, what about HIV? Doesn't HIV last a little bit on, from what I understand, HIV doesn't last more than 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes on a hard countertop or a doorknob, unless it's in blood. In dried blood, it can last longer. But if, let's say, somebody wipes off the counter and the virus, I don't know, hops off or, or let's say the virus is in a bodily fluid that's not blood and it gets on something without being too graphic and then somebody else later touches that. Usually a Zika transmission from a hard, non-porous surface or a doorknob is rare. I don't think I've even ever heard of it. So more than 2,000 people have been born with microcephaly or birth defects in their central nervous system in Brazil. And those are reported and those that have been linked to Zika. So Zika now being able to live 8 hours is concerning. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So statin medications have been back and forth in the news. And they're one of my favorite medications. And now we're being told that if you have a very severe type of arthritis, like psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, these are very scary arthritises that cause more than just aches and pains in your knees and back. If you took statins, it reduced your death rate and your death risk from heart, stroke, if you took a statin medication that had these arthritises. Lead study author Dr. Amar Ossa and colleagues recently presented their results at American College of Rheumatology annual scientific meeting in Washington, D.C. We doctors, we meet all the time. There's always meetings. There's always meetings and everybody talks and everybody meets. Really exciting stuff. So ankylosing spondylitis is a form of arthritis characterized by inflammation of the joints and spine and sometimes other areas of the body. The symptoms include back pain, stiffness. It begins kind of in late adolescence, early childhood. This ankylosing spondylitis can affect men more than women. And the bones in the spine start to fuse or ankylose. And so you aren't able to move as well. It's very nasty. Psoriatic arthritis. Some people get psoriasis, these scaly plaques on their elbows and knees and scalp and body. Well, you can get arthritis from that. And the inflammation extends to the joints. Joint pain, swelling could lead to major joint damage. We usually see psoriatic arthritis between 30 and 50. Very, very bad. So statin medications reduced all-cause mortality by 33%. So if you keep the cholesterol down, you also find some anti-inflammatory properties, possibly with these statin medications. So they analyzed, they looked at data, and they found that those who weren't on the statins appeared to, have a shortened lifespan. than those who did. And again, a lot more needs to be studied with this. You know, I mean, we don't want you on a statin medication if you don't have to be. But if you do have high cholesterol, those statin medications, looks like they do more than we think. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study is reminding us that a simple sniff test could help determine if your family member has Alzheimer's. A team of researchers led by Dr. Mark Albers, a neurologist at Massachusetts General, recruited 183 older patients with varying degrees of cognitive health. The volunteers underwent a series of tests. They measured their ability to identify, recall, distinguish between odors, such as one that asked them to decide whether two consecutive smells were the same or different. So they found that their overall performance on the smell tests correlated with their level of how bad their dementia was. And so people in normal general health did better with no decline, rather those that were starting to have mild cognitive decline, and then those with full-blown Alzheimer's. So it's very fascinating that smell is affected first. You know, is it because the olfactory nerve is more vulnerable to Alzheimer plaques and the neurofibrillary triangles? You know, what is it about smell? But the function, the smelling function, is a very complex one. So my guess is when you smell something, yes, you could have a viable olfactory nerve. But this olfactory nerve has to then be able to work with the brain to help it identify what that smell is. Now, my guess is like a fart. That's probably pretty easy. All right. But if they give you a smell of ginger or parsley or, you know, and so let's say, for example, your grandma or grandpa or mom or dad was very, very adept at cooking. And they had a great palate, and they could really, you know, smell and understand what's going on in the food. And all of a sudden, the food they're cooking just doesn't seem to be that well, or it just doesn't seem to taste the same. Or, well, yeah, maybe you're having Alzheimer's. That's right. Maybe it could be your issues. Maybe you're not, you know. But, you know, if the family as a consensus goes, look, there's way too much garlic, or there's way too much of something's not right. You know, or it's just bland, you know, then that could be a sign that they could be having an issue. And if you hold up a flower to them saying, sniff this, and they go, yeah, it smells okay. That's not a proper test. So, you know, talk to the medical provider about this. We need to be able to figure out who has Alzheimer's and dementia early so we could start intervening. And some of these treatments can slow down the deterioration. And it's a very, very frustrating type of thing to watch your family member go through that, forgetting their keys, forgetting to dress properly, not taking their medications correctly, because dementia will breed more dementia. Let's say they overdose on their medications. Let's say they forget to eat. If their appetite goes down, if they forget to eat, now they're not getting the proper nutrition. Let's say they're a drinker. Yeah, you know, there's just so many issues. So that's something that will have to be addressed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the rise of robot teachers. Apparently there's a study showing that a kid's iPad may be teaching them more than an actual teacher, human. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lord have mercy, I need new music, man. Well, we got the holidays coming up, so hopefully we'll have some real good Christmas jingles for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't even know what the hell that song is, to be honest. I really don't. I've never heard of that song in my life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. The kids could look it up. The kids can look it up very easily because these kids are being taught by the best of the best. Why? Are they being taught by Harvard professors? Are they being taught at Stanford, at UNLV, right? At Toro University? Are they being taught there? Yeah. UNR? Nope. It's because they're being taught by their iPad. They say a study compared how well children learned from an iPad from an instructor. And the kids are learning just as much from interactive media, even their smartphone app. And they're learning more than from face-to-face interaction. There's got to be a caveat to this, all right? Some kids, they need to touch the apple. Some kids need to, you know, be tested. Some kids need to, I don't think this could work for all kids. But, yeah, I mean, when my kid brings me his math homework, and I don't know what to do, I go over to YouTube, I go over to the computer. Like, and oh my gosh, I was a 4.3 grade point average student, I was honors, cum laude, and I can't figure out my kid's math homework without a computer. So I'm just as guilty, it serves us right, people. Researchers at the University of British Columbia compared how well children learned from an iPad app to how well they learned speaking in person with an instructor. They found no statistical difference in the amount that the children learned from either source, and these studies have been published in the Frontiers in Psychology. Parents currently have a fairly negative view of interactive media. When parents are asked the top three reasons they give their children a mobile device, learning is not one of them. It's to shut the kid up so you could get something done. Hypothetically. What our research tells us that while interactive media can never replace face-to-face interaction, parents might not recognize the potential role that it could play in education and learning. And some of you guys are like, well, aren't we now, doing medicine that way? Where you go on your iPad or your Skype to, yeah, exactly. Your doctor is now evaluating you through an iPad. This is scary stuff. How do you touch? How do you connect? I mean, I really liked my teachers, except the ones that spanked me. I was in the age where you got spanked in school. I didn't like that at all. But, when you're taking a test and you're nervous about something, and that teacher comes up to you and puts his hand on your shoulder and says, you got this. And then he walks on and you're like, really? I thought that was pretty damn cool, especially since I really didn't get it and I still failed. But still, it was so cool to bond. I like that bonding. The researchers asked two groups of 43 children aged 4 to 8 to play a game, either with a human instructor or an iPad. The game asked the young participants to guess how many children would know different facts about animals. Then the researchers quizzed the children on their knowledge. Each group showed the same amount of learning, regardless of how much they've been taught. So they say now an iPad is a good tool. Gee, I wonder who funded this. Huh. Who funded the study? The iPad is a good tool for parents, they say, because it's portable and convenient, and it can teach children wherever they may be, whether it's on the bus or in the mall. They say TV and video are ineffective, but interactive devices such as smartphones and iPads work better. Now, preschool children, so under 5 years old, are spending more than 4 hours a day glued to screens. How does that work with their eye development? They're online using iPads and other devices for an average of 71 minutes a day. But when gaming and watching television is included, their screen time rises to 4 hours and 11 minutes. Children aged 5 to 15, the total was higher. 5 hours and 33 minutes a day. Now, I got to tell you something, though. My high schooler, his homework is on his iPad. I'll be like, get off the computer. He's like, but I can't. I'm doing my homework. I go, no, your homework's a textbook. And it's like, no, we don't have textbooks, Mom. The textbooks are embedded in the iPad. So my kid, I mean, how do I lower screen time when he's doing his English, his math? They do math. It's so weird. If you guys don't have a kid, your kid writes the math problem or the answer on the iPad, or you click it and then you bring up the number keyboard and you type in the number. I'm like, how the hell are you supposed to graph How are you supposed to find the Pythagorean triple without, I mean, you know, touching the paper and drawing out the triangle and doing the x squared plus y, or the a squared plus b squared equals c squared? I don't get it. And they are doing everything. It's very awkward to me. Grab a pencil, grab a, and that's how the kids are doing homework. So, yeah, my teenager is on his iPad or computer from the second he comes home to the second he goes to bed, and that drives me bonkers. Parenting experts say the figures from broadcasting watchdog Ofcom showed children were becoming online addicts. Oh, they are. They are. You know, I'm frustrated. Remember we were talking about how spanking is not allowed anymore? We're not supposed to spank our kids. So instead, what we're doing is we're threatening them, like we're going to take away their computer or whatever. I'm having an issue now where I can't take away the kid's computer because that's how they do their homework. And I want to bust them. I want to ground them. Luckily, now that my son drives good, I can take away the car. Or I could still take away their phones. But every time when my younger kid acts up, and ooh, my younger kid, whoo, you know, now that he's 13, you know, or 14, he's really snarky, and he really knows how to get under my skin. And I go, no computer for a month. He goes, fine, call my teachers. I go, what do you mean call your teachers? Teachers, give me homework. I'm supposed to go online and do it. And I'm like, oh, I want to beat your tushy, but I can't. I can't. He does need a tushy whooping. This is the kid with no tushy. This kid, if you spank him, you'll break your wrist. He's got no tushy to spank. The other one, like I told you, the other one, he's got a very meaty tushy. The older boy, he's got a tushy. You could feed a family of bears for a week on that tushy. So you could spank it, but he doesn't feel the spanks. The other one, you're hitting bone. That stinks, because I always explain to that to kids that, I mean, if I had to, you know, open up a can of whoop-butt on I could, but unfortunately, no. And they laugh at me. They don't fear me. I gotta do something. Even without my makeup, no, they don't think I'm scary. They're not scared at all of me. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, do-it-yourself breast reconstruction. Now, this I'm interested in. More than 100,000 women each year in the U.S. have surgery to remove a cancerous breast, but many of them choose reconstruction with an implant. To make room for a permanent one, many of them get tissue expanders, like a temporary pouch that's gradually enlarged with saline, to stretch the remaining skin and muscle. So you have to go to the doctor each week or several months for injections of saline into the pouch. They say we put as much saline as we could until basically the patient would say, I can't stand it anymore. And that expands the skin to still keep the shape. So Dr. Daniel Jacobs, who's a plastic surgeon at Kaiser, said he was biking home one day and he had an idea. Why couldn't a tiny can of compressed gas, like the one he uses to fix a flat tire, be used to let a woman inflate her own tissue expanders a little each day so there's less stretching at a time and less pain? So he found a company called Air Expanders in Palo Alto, California. Develops a device called Aeroform. It's sold in Australia, approved in Europe, and under review by the FDA. Its use requires no special training, wires, or tubes, just a palm-sized remote control that activates a tiny cartridge inside the pouch to pump gas up to 3 times a day. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, what about those of us that want breast implants or want to, well, maybe. You know, maybe you get the bag or you get the compartment, and then you could inject yourself. The problem is infection, scarring. I don't know. I don't know how I'm excited. I don't know how excited I am about that. Now, the olden days, how they did silicon was they just straight out injected the silicon into the breast. They just would inject the silicon. Unfortunately, that silicon would travel down. So I had patients where you saw these snake-like hard worms underneath their abdominal skin. It was crazy. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.